And that's where they put their legal name, social security number, their contact information, email, cell phone. Make sure that's legible, because if you can't read it, you can't do anything with it.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name is Mike Butler, and in today's episode, I'm going to show you why an incomplete rental application is gold. It is golden. Now, we're going to have to go back, step in time, go back to caveman days, Fred Flintstone and all that. But when I got started, we had paper applications. And so I have a simple one-page rental application that's on two sides, one piece of paper on both sides. And what I would do is I would show the property. Let's say it's a little two-bedroom house that I bought and fixed up. It's rent ready. And I would meet the people over there that wanted to see the house. I had my rental application on a clipboard. And if I was doing an open house kind of thing, I might have 3 or 4 clipboards, thinking it'd be a whole bunch of people show up. But anyway, so if someone looks at the house and then they're interested, I'd hand them the clipboard. And then I would tell them, say, be sure, please, to print legibly so a fifth grader can read it. And then please, and flip it over, and then make sure that you sign and date the bottom here on the back page. Now, when I got started, I used to basically stand there and watch them fill it out. And then what would happen is it never failed when they got to a question that they were unsure of or need some clarification on. They would ask me and I would help them fill out their own rental application. Well, guess what, folks? That is Russian roulette. Think about it. You're helping them fill out a rental application to rent this investment property that you put your sweat equity in, your money and everything into it. And you're helping them fill out an application and to make it harder for you to disqualify them. So don't do that. So here's what you do. You hand them the rental application on the clipboard, and then I want you to leave the room. Okay. Not only leave the room, how about go outside? Walk around the outside of the house and then pull out your cell phone. Act like you're calling somebody. Call your spouse, call your wife, call a neighbor and pretend like you're talking to somebody or even call somebody. And then what you can do is you can walk around and take a peek inside the kitchen if that's where they're filling it out on the kitchen counter there. And then when they're done, they'll make a facial expression or a hand gesture or something like that that'll say, hey, I'm done. And then you can act like you're hanging up on the phone. Oh, okay, I got to go. And so then you walk back into the kitchen and then they will hand the rental application to you on the clipboard 99% of the time. Okay. They may have a question or two or something like that, but I don't want you to help them fill out your rental application. So when they hand the clipboard back to you, I want you to look at the top two lines on your rental app. And that's where they put their legal name, DOB, social security number, their contact information, email, cell phone. Make sure that's legible, because if you can't read it, you can't do anything with it. So make sure that you can read that. Then flip it over on the back side, go down to the bottom and make sure that they have signed it and they have dated it. And in today's world, even put a time on there. And so now, and the other thing you need to do is in today's world, you've got your cell phone, put this little cell phone app called Adobe Scan on it, and take a picture of their valid photo ID front and back. And now they turn in the rental application. Now, this might blow your mind. I don't care if 99% of that rental application is left blank. You do not sit down or lean over on that kitchen counter and start writing on their rental application, filling in the blanks. Don't do that. You're destroying your evidence. Because one of the disqualifying criteria is that an incomplete application, that by itself is enough for you to disqualify them. So what must you have if you want to use that silver bullet? You got to have the original submitted application. And if you take your dirty paws and crayons and Sharpies and everything, and you write all over the original application they submitted to you, you've just destroyed your own evidence. So here's something to make it a little safer, better, and do this. So now you've got that original rental application. I want you to stop by Office Depot one time, and I want you to buy a little $3 stamp that says original, pre-ink stamps, you know, that you just boom, 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 do right on the paper. Buy one that says original, buy another one that says copy. And so I want you to go back to your home office or your office, get on your little printer scanner thing, and make a copy of the front side of their rental application. Now, when you print that copy out, take the copy stamp and stamp copy in four corners. Now, take the original that they submitted to you and you stamp original on four corners. You do not write or put anything on that original because that is your evidence. That's your evidence that you're going to use if you need to use that silver bullet that says an incomplete application is enough to disqualify. So now you can take that work copy and now you can write to your heart's content, processing that, getting previous addresses, whatever it is you want to scribble down and process that. So let's jump to current technology. So if you get your free website, your free Investor Carrot website with your gold, diamond, or platinum membership, you get the online rental application. And guess what? They got to pay the application fee before they get your fill in the blank online rental application. And it's the same thing I use. It's that simple one page. I mean, it's a simple one piece of paper, online fill in the blank rental application. What's cool about this, it's hard for you to screw it up because when they fill that out and hit submit, you're going to get a date and time stamp. And it's going to get automatically emailed to you. And that is their originally submitted rental application. And it's hard for you to butcher that up now because you can save that as a PDF or what have you. But we're getting into tech tart stuff there. I don't want to do that. So anyway, and my point is that an incomplete application is gold. Don't destroy your evidence on that. And I guess that's about all we got on that one there. And remember the Office Depot work copy, original and a work copy stamp, and you're well on your way. So adios, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.